Welcome to Monday Vibes with Elizabeth Sue, the podcast edition, a place to get real, feel inspired, and do what makes you happy, even if it risks disappointing others. Let's get this party started. Hi loves, this week's Monday Vibes theme is sustainability, and I wrote it because I know it's been a really, really intense time, and a lot of people are feeling overwhelmed or exhausted or disillusioned or shocked or angry, and there's a lot going on externally, there's a lot going on internally. So I write how in the midst of a collective awakening, many people are realizing in a whole new way that we live in an unjust society poisoned by corrupt systems, structural racism, and police brutality, and are taking action like never before. Keep in mind that activism is a marathon, not a sprint. Yes, we want the system to change as quickly as humanly possible. Yes, the murders of innocent lives like George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, Nina Pop, Tony McDade, and countless others at the hands of white supremacy must stop. Yes, you may feel guilty for not being attuned to these injustices before. And as a Black American, you may feel an obligation to the movement, even though you're exhausted from a lifetime of discrimination and educating on white privilege. For us to create long-term change, we need to do three things. I mean, more than three things, but I've offered three things for you to think about this week. The first is to clarify our individual roles. Flailing around doing a million things only leads to feeling overwhelmed and burned out. We each have our own individual role in this revolution, and it's important to clarify what that is and where you can make the most meaningful impact. Number two, practice radical self-care. Activism is hard fucking work. It takes a lot of energy and is extremely emotional. Take breaks and practice radical self-care to prevent depletion. This is especially important for women of color since we already face the daily struggles of systemic oppression, which makes us even more susceptible to burnout. Take extra good care of yourselves right now. Remember, self-care in and of itself is an act of political resistance. Number three, cut yourself some slack. It is unrealistic to expect yourself to uncover your own privilege, confront the racist acts of your ancestors, heal intergenerational trauma, liberate yourself from internalized oppression, and fix institutionalized racism in a single day, week, month, or year. This is a lifetime of work. Injustice will always remain an urgent issue. Every minuscule step you take towards dismantling your own inner and outer oppression, dismantling your own inner and the outer structures of oppression is worthy and important. Coach, facilitator, and writer Andrea Renee Johnson taught me that performance activism, which is taking action that's rooted in what other people say you should do, isn't wrong, but it's ineffective and unsustainable. Instead, she suggests, and I quote, check in with yourself about what you have access to, what you want to contribute, where and how to make a difference, where and how, and then make a decision. See what happens next and respond according to what's in integrity with you. There's no right way. What is right resides within you, and it's a moment-to-moment check-in with yourself. So I invite you to take this week to really reflect on how you can take action that's in integrity with yourself. Check in and see what feels in alignment for yourself, because it's important to really be attuned to some of the subtleties and help yourself avoid activist burnout so that you can be in this fight for the long haul. So if you'd like the weekly journal prompts and mantras and additional resources that I offer in Monday Vibes, you can access those by becoming a subscriber and going to my website, elizabethsue.com/Monday Vibes. I hope you are all well, and I appreciate whatever role you're playing in dismantling systemic racism and building a more just, peaceful world. Mwah! Take care. Thanks so much for listening. If you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you left a review and shared this with your BFF, your fellow lady bosses, and anyone else looking for some feel-good vibes. And if you'd like to join the weekly Monday Vibes Fun and access the subscriber-only tools and resources, head over to elizabethsue.com/Monday Vibes. You can also hang out with me on Instagram at Hey Elizabeth Sue. Talk to y'all soon. Mwah!